The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. Welcome to episode 7 of the 4.0 Pod. In this episode, I'm joined by Zubin Tagore, not only my brother, but truly just an amazing person, also an amazing student, has accomplished many things in the academic world, but also in all of his extracurricular activities, and really shows what it is to be an exemplary student at the high school level, and now looking to transition. Just got accepted into UCLA and most likely going to be committing there pretty soon. So about to step into the college world. So I'm really excited for this episode, Zubin. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to having you on here.
Thank you for having me.
So first and foremost, what is the biggest thing that you learned from your time in high school in terms of importance in the classroom and grades?
The biggest thing I learned in high school in terms of importance in grades. Can you rephrase that?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking the 4.0 Pod, it's about for students learning how to achieve a 4.0. I know 4.0 in grades isn't always like the best metric for academic success, but you have what's your GPA right now in high school?
4.4.
Yeah. So what's the secret to a 4.4 GPA?
Really, in high school, I feel like it's just showing up and doing the work. There's really no secret ingredient.
You're quoting some Kung Fu Panda for us?
I am.
I love it.
I am. But I also think in high school, it's really just about just doing. If you're just slacking around, not doing anything, it's going to show in your grade. And as long as you're showing up every day and doing your stuff, I don't feel like it's actually that hard to maintain a 4.0 in high school.
Absolutely. I know we both went to San Juan High School, the same school, and people can make the argument that it might not be the most, you know, rigorous course load, but still, you also did college classes outside of that. So managing that course load, like, how is that for you?
It's definitely tough. Time management. You talk about Google Calendar on your personal podcast a lot.
I love Google Calendar.
And I have to say, that's what keeps me on track. Like, I put everything I'm doing is in the calendar, or it doesn't happen.
Well, you know,
every reminder, everything I do.
The origination of Google Calendar was actually NZ Car Washes.
Yes. Yeah. We started a business and we had a shared Google Calendar. We put all our car washing appointments on there.
And, you know, ever since that, then incorporating it back into school, and it's absolutely a great tool for productivity and time management. I think
it is.
So aside from the academics, you're also in a lot of like leadership groups and councils and stuff like that. So is that something that you would recommend for students, or do you think it's more important if they just focus on the school piece?
I feel like it depends on what you are doing, like what your goals are as a student. There's some students that are like, my one number one thing, I want to focus on this one sport. I want to get really good at it. And then I want to go play it in college. I want to do this. And then there's some people that are going to get really involved with student government and doing stuff at school. And then there's those kids that just slack off and don't do anything. And where are they going to end up?
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, what was the question?
It's better to have your hands in more and as many things as possible. It just depends on the person.
It's better to be doing things, to be involved in the district and school events and everything. I like being part of the community.
You think it helps you to be busy and have so many things to do at all times?
It does. But I also have to remind myself that I need to remember to do things for me rather than just doing it because I'm getting validation from other people and because it's making them I'm feeling needed. It should be because I'm finding my own value out of it. It shouldn't be external.
Absolutely. And so one thing about external, I wanted to add on to that is, you know, grades are technically like an external, you know, it's just a letter that we're just getting for our work. So how do you feel about that? Because I know that's where I'm kind of conflicted personally with grades. So how do you feel about...
We've talked about this a lot, about how we start getting on the feeling of just like, oh, school's dumb. Like, what does it actually matter? Like, what? 4.0? What does that mean? Nothing. But I mean, that's only one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. If that's a metric that you want to use to have goals, to achieve, to aspire to something, then that's okay for you. I mean, I feel like people look at high school as like, oh, it's just it's useless, doesn't mean anything. But where am I going with this?
No, absolutely. And I think to add on to that, I'm thinking the 4.0 pod, like I look at it like, as it's in the name. And yes, like I'm advertising like 4.0. That's what good students are, but that's not necessarily it. And
there's a lot more to what makes a good student.
That's what you alluded to, 100%. Yeah. And this is something that mom actually shared with us early on, was that it's not about the letter grade. It's about the process of learning the information. Mm-hmm. You know, the process that it takes to learn complex algebra and complex math.
The thing with me is I've always just valued the letter grade almost too much. Like mm-hmm. it's like all I care about. To the point of, if you're just getting straight A's and you're not, and you're like cheating on every test, what value are you actually getting?
Absolutely.
For yourself?
If it's AI, ChatGPT for all your essays.
If you're just using ChatGPT for all your essays, oh, I'm getting a 4.0. What does that 4.0 mean?
100%.
It's really about what you're getting for yourself and how you're growing as a person. It 100%. Shouldn't, like, really basing it off the letter, it doesn't mean anything. Like, what's the difference between me and the person getting a 2.5? That's also really smart, but just in different ways. I don't know.
No, absolutely. And I think we're seeing that more and more with the integration of AI in school, is that things are getting a lot easier and there's so many resources for students at our fingertips. It really is. And even me in college, and you're entering it pretty soon, as you look around, it's like everyone is like, people aren't really like doing the work. Let's just be honest. So I feel like it's really important to take a step back and realize that we're doing all of this for a reason. I think it's the process of learning. I feel like that's the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. Process of learning. So I wanted to segue and talk about what's on the docket for you, you know, going to UCLA potentially next year. Yeah. So talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, I got accepted into UCLA. And I don't know what I want to major in. And I feel like that's okay to be undecided. But I feel like a lot of people just put a lot of weight on that, like feeling like they have to know what they want to do for every step of their life. Like if we're feeling like there's a path they have to follow, or a certain things they have to be doing by a certain age. Like, oh, when I'm this age, I should be doing this. Oh, I'm 18. I should be doing this now. I shouldn't be doing this. It's individual.
Each person.
And for me, I'm gonna figure things out as I go, I guess.
Learning as you go. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it. And obviously there's like some uncomfort in the unknown. Over the course of this summer, I mean, what's going to be taking up most of your time? Because this is, you know, total new chapter for you. You have a little bit of a longer summer. And then like, what do you have in store as you get, quote unquote, get ready for the college scene?
Into the unknown.
Yeah. How are you dealing with that?
I honestly feel everyone talks about senioritis, and I didn't, I thought as a junior, I was like, oh, I'm already feeling it. I already want to get out of high school. I've never felt more like I, right now at this point in my senior year, I'm just like, where am I going? What am I doing? I feel lost and I don't know what I'm going to do this summer. I don't know where I'm going next year. And that's scary, but also exciting.
Absolutely. I think it's okay to have that.
What was your experience like after senior year?
After senior year, it was definitely different because I knew that I was going to be going to play basketball, and I knew I had a place to play because that was always the biggest thing for me. And then in addition to basketball, I knew that I wanted to get into the business world in terms of like entrepreneurship. And, you know, now I'm currently looking at, you know, concentrating at getting a finance degree, you know, some accounting and stuff like that, because I think you got to know the books. So I think, and that was over time. Like when I first stepped into college or when I left high school, I didn't know I wanted to, you know, get a business, you know, with a concentration in finance. I wasn't sure about that. But as you go and you learn and you're meeting people, you start to see, oh, maybe this could open up a lot of doors. I think the business degree.
Okay. My thought is like, what's the difference between me, the person saying, I don't know what I really want to do, and the person that's like, oh, I want to do this. And then they change it first thing they get there. Like even people that know what they want to do, like it doesn't mean that that's what you have to do.
Absolutely.
You
know, and that's okay. I think that's absolutely the first thing. That's okay.
But I guess what feels weird is just saying that you don't know what you're doing, because then you sound like you're just, mm-hmm. unprepared or not.
Absolutely.
Or you don't really want to do it. Or.
And it's also a big change up from someone like you and me, like very high achievers in high school, have been, you know, told great things their entire high school career, how great we are.
I feel like the path has been laid out for me from birth to senior year. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like,
it's on you.
It's on now. It's you. Honestly, once you're 18, no one cares about you anymore. No one cares about you. That's real. One of my teachers told me. Like,
Do you feel comfortable saying?
I'm not going to name drop.
I didn't want to know. I'll know off air.
I'll tell you off air. But people might not like how that sounds, but that's real. Like,
this sounds like Tahiri.
Yeah, it is Tahiri.
Yeah, okay, I'll call him out. That's Amir Tahiri. Yeah.
No, like, not even Amir. It's
Reza. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it was. I had them real. Too.
Okay. Oh, what? I have my family. Okay, you have your family. But in reality, all you have is yourself.
Absolutely. 100%. Very well said. I think the quicker you learn that, the better. And I mean, you're forging your own path, you know, as you move into UCLA. The college scene, you've taken college classes. Like, what are you expecting, you know, from a college workload and that whole...
It's crazy. The college classes I've been taking, I don't know if this is the same experience everyone has with dual enrollment, but I'm doing American River College dual enrollment. So I'm taking 9 units right now. And I took 11 units last semester, so 3 classes each semester. And to be honest, these courses, I'm just going through them, but they're online and there's like 500 kids literally in the class. And half of them are also high schoolers just trying to get the college credit. I don't know if I'm actually even taking college classes, if I actually know what it's going to be like to be in actual in-person college
classes. I had a question. How many classes are you taking in high school that aren't the college classes? Like, what's your day look like just in high school?
My senior year has become very lax because I've literally taken every AP except for one there is to offer.
Hence
at my school.
The 4.4 GPA.
Yeah, but the thing about my school is there aren't a lot of APs offered. Mm-hmm. That's also why I have the opportunity to get into schools like UCLA, like, and I also got into NYU. But it's because of the school, Matt, like, they're looking at it and they're seeing he took every AP class he could. He took mm-hmm. advantage of every opportunity he could. Imagine if I was at another high school that has twice the amount of APs.
Take a Rio Americano or Bella Vista.
I'm not trying to downplay any of my accomplishments, but there's context.
Of course. And I feel like that doesn't negate any of the work you're doing, in my eyes at least.
Okay, thank you.
So 9 units, college load, and then you have the...
During high school, I'm in class until after lunch. So I'm pretty much done by 1:30.
But the other half of your day, you can work on the college
classes.
Other
half of the day, I do college classes or I go to the gym. That's part of being... Okay, actually, you asked about how do I manage my class.
Yeah, I was curious.
How do you keep a 4.0? It's balancing everything in your life. Like... Mm-hmm. Academics and pleasure and fitness, like going to the gym every day, which I haven't been doing. I'm in a show right now.
That's another thing you're doing.
But
though,
that's another outside. Thing I'm doing. That is the exercise. But just having like a daily routine and something you're doing every day that's keeping you active and healthy also contributes to your academics.
Like 100%. And I think you could also think that, that's going to burn you out. But I feel like what you're mm-hmm. saying is true. It actually helps you because it keeps you firing at your peak abilities at all times because you have to operate like you're doing so many other things, so you can't fall under that standard. You have to keep
this is
that
why
elite
student,
level.
Student athletes are elite. This is why we have your podcast.
Thank you.
To talk about
true
this.
To life. Yeah.
True to life podcast.
No, but absolutely. Like, you have to be at that elite level when you're doing so many other things. Otherwise, you know, you've heard the saying like, you know, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, I have. Like,
maybe it doesn't apply here fully, but I personally think that it is good to have your foot in, you know, a lot of things like we do. But do you ever feel like the quality drops? That's just a question I was wondering in your experience.
Jack of all trades, master.
Do you feel like that can apply to
something? What does
that
really mean?
I don't know.
If you're like good at everything, you're good at what are you actually like really good at?
Do you feel like that can apply to sometimes like what we're talking about with doing so many other things? Because
I feel like, burnout. You shouldn't be doing everything. Like, you should be able to step back.
You should
have
to be selective.
I'm more just talking about, like, if you're just, like, that kid that's really smart, gets A's in all his classes, but then goes home and just lays down and sleeps for the rest of the day mm-hmm. and or just, like...
Absolutely.
...is a bum at home, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man. Oh, this has been great. Zubin, do you have any closing thoughts or anything else you want to leave with our guests before we bring this episode to a close?
I don't. I'm enjoying this conversation, though. I could go for hours.
Me too.
Personally.
That is,
we're only at 15 minutes.
Exactly. That's our showtime.
That's our showtime.
Yeah. So this is episode 7 with Zubin Tagore. Zubin, thank you again so much for hopping on with me for this, the last closing episode of the 4.0 pod. So please, if you haven't already, go and check out the other 6 episodes, all available for you at Penguin Radio. Please go check it out. This is your host, DJ Non. We'll be back here.
Thank you, Nonak. Thank you, Dominican University. Go Penguins.
Go Penguins.